Thank you for calling in to Eagle Moss. This is Angela. How can I help you today?
Hi, Angela. My name is John Lester. I recently received a second number two shipment for my son's R35 GTR, the Nissan.
Okay. And what did you just receive?
The second number two.
The second number two, okay.
I've received two number two shipments already.
Oh, so they gave you that twice?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Hold on just a second. What is the phone number you're calling in on ending in 0257? Is that associated with your account?
0257.
That's the number you're calling in on.
Right. If it's not, 4247 would be.
All right. Let me try this one first. If it doesn't work, then I'll try the other one. All right, give me a minute. I pull it up the system first.
Okay.
Take about a minute for that, then a minute to pull up your account.
Sure.
Okay. The system is coming up now. Just continue to hold for me.
Sure.
Oh, that's what's happening. It won't let me log in because I didn't have my number lock key on. Okay, now it's correct. Hold on. It keeps going off. You know how the old computers used to have when you press the number lock, it'd turn red, so you know? This one is not like that. I have to keep turning it on.
Yeah.
I can have it on all day, and a few hours later, I can try it, and it won't work. I have to turn it back on again. It's really weird.
Right.
All right, I have the system up.
Okay.
Let's try that. Okay, that phone number is not working, so let's change the last four digits.
I mean, I have an order number, if that would help.
I can pull it up by your name. What's the name on the account that's on the credit card?
John C. Lester, J-O-H-N, the letter C, L-E-S-T-E-R.
L-E-S-T-E-R. You said K-O-H-T-L-E-S-T-E-R?
J-O-H-N.
Mm-hmm.
C, the letter C.
Okay, why am I hearing different letters? Keep going.
L-E-S-T-E-R.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right, I'm going to look it up by your last name and your first letter. So to pull up everybody with that. Hold on just a second. And then J-O. All right, got to get rid of the phone number. It's not working. What's your zip code?
46554.
46554. All right, hold on. Still not coming up. What's your order number? You said you had.
Order number is 5780843001.
Okay, hold on just a second. Let me erase all of this so I clear the screen. Okay. Now let's try this. 5780843001. I have you. Oh,
okay.
You know what? No, I couldn't pull you up. You gave me your middle name, so I thought it was part of your last name. I was putting C-L-E-S-T-E-R.
Yeah, middle so initial, why. Sorry.
Yes, that's okay. What's your address and your email address?
403 South Main Street in North Liberty. And email should be jlester.5@aol.com.
That's what I have. Okay, okay, all of that is correct. And I'm on your Nissan GTR. Let's pull it up.
Yes.
All
right. I actually have both invoices here for both the shipments.
I'm looking at it. They're supposed to send you 3 through 6. You don't have that yet?
I've gotten that twice now.
3 through 6?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Let me send them an email.
I spoke with somebody a couple weeks ago and said that they were getting ready to ship this one again, and I said, do not. We've already gotten that one.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that we got that we did not get in that shipment was the toolkit. I got an IOU, toolkit IOU thing.
Well, I don't see that on here. It says that they sent the toolkit.
In the second shipment,
yeah.
They did.
Okay.
In the one that I just got, the toolkit was in it. In the first one, the toolkit was not.
Oh, it's not. It wasn't sent in the first one. It was only sent in
correct.
The second one.
It says, we are very sorry to inform you that your free Nissan GTR toolkit, due to be included in your shipment today, is currently on back order. It remains our commitment to make certain that you receive this special free gift as part of your subscription with us, even if you decide to discontinue your collection. Please know that we have made a record of the outstanding shipment, and we will send the GTR toolkit to you as soon as it becomes available. So, I mean, what I would like to do is keep the toolkit that came in the thing in the second shipment and ship the second one and ship the newest shipment back to you. How do I do that?
You have to pay for it. You have to go to the post office and send it. But if you're going to send it back to us and not keep it, then you're going to have to pay to send it back.
But this is the second time I've gotten this same shipment.
Yeah. Are you missing anything?
No.
Okay. Well, you can keep it because they'll reship it to you if you're missing things. So.
Okay, but I paid for it. But I've paid for it twice now.
I'm not seeing you pay for it twice. I only see it. They sent it to you. Somebody must have did a reship or something because I only see them sending it to you. You have 1 and 2 shipments. Reshipments do not show up on here. Reshipments are free. So let me go and look at the reship and see if an agent did a reship for you or if the warehouse, they moved, so they might have accidentally sent it to you 2 times. I'm about to send them an email and tell them this what's going on because you're not the first one. Yeah, I'm looking at all your orders.
Right, and I can go back through my checking account and pull up records of charges.
Okay, let me go and look at the your general ledger. It's going to show me everything they charge you. If they charge you twice, then you can send it back, and you still have to pay for it. And when it gets to the warehouse, they'll refund you. I'm looking at $1.95, which is your first one on 2/8.
Okay.
And $57.14 one time. That's all they charge you for the first and the second shipment. Like I told you, they're not showing another shipment to you. They probably accidentally sent it to you twice because they moved from one state. The warehouse moved from one state to another. You're not the first one who's gotten double shipments. So I need to send them an email to make them aware of it while I'm talking to you. And your phone number, is the middle number 340 or 520? That's why I couldn't pull you up.
My phone number, if it is the 0257, it's 5. I have two numbers.
Oh,
520-0257 or 340-4247.
Okay, so the 340. I only heard you say 4247. So I thought it was, everything was 520. That's why I couldn't pull you up by the phone.
Oh, I apologize.
That's okay. You're okay. At least I got you up.
Okay.
All right. Just hold on a minute. Mr. J-O-H-N-C Lester. Okay. I sent that off to them.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. And I will go back through my I don't have time right at the moment. I'll go back through my bank records and see if there is a charge for.
Yeah, I'm more. I can tell you what dates that they have in our system. The two. The first one I think was 2/8 for the 195. Let me pull it.
The one the order date on the first number two shipment was 2/23/21.
I don't see that. It says, if they charge you and then take it back for $53.40, because they say reversed authorization approved. They spoke to John Lester, called in to check the status of his account. Customer, the toolkit has placed a delay on shipment going out. Okay, that's when they sent you that letter. Anything that's missing, it'll delay your shipment. They have to wait on it to come in. But that was back. They took that note on 4/21. It looks like they tried to do a pre-authorization. That's why you're thinking this twice for $53.40. And it says it was reversed.
Well, that was reversed. Okay, because that's what I'm showing the price paid, amount paid $53.40 for the first shipment.
Yeah.
For the first second shipment.
Yeah, that was done on 2/23/2021. The actual money that hit your account, because that's just pre-authorization. When they actually send it, the only one I see that was sent was on April 29th, 2021 for $57.14.
Okay.
So they didn't charge you twice, but you can still look at your bank statement.
Okay.
And you can talk to your bank, because they should have given you $53.40 back.
Yeah.
They didn't send it to us.
Okay, I will look into it, and if I see it there, then I will give a call back. If not, then we're all good.
No, you don't have to call us back. You have to call your bank back. They should have.
Okay.
Yeah, a pre-authorization is just that telling them that the money's there, then they set up the shipment. I'm looking at your debits and credit. Nothing came out. They didn't send the money. So you need to talk to your bank about that. It's $53.40, okay? And it was done on 2/12/2021. All right. 2021. Anything else today?
I did have one small problem with I'm also building the Eleanor.
Okay. So I need that account. Well, actually, I know your phone number. Let me come back out.
Yeah.
I know the right phone number.
340-4247.
Yeah, I wrote it down. Okay, nothing's coming up under that either. What do you have the account number for that one? That's weird.
It might be the same account number, but with the end of 2.
All right.
Instead of 1.
All right. Well, I got the count number. Hold on. Just a second. I'm going to go back and see. It could be more than one. It'll have it all under the same one, just different accounts. So 5780-8430. Yes, it's on there. It's the second one. It is in 002.
Yeah. Okay. On the. I think it's the number 5 kit. It should be, I believe, the driver seat back.
That's an issue 5?
Yes.
Okay. That was your second shipment?
The second shipment, issue 5.
And you're missing that part?
No. The screws that were included with that were wrong.
Okay. Let me send them an escalation note for that.
And I did. I sent an email to customer service that night when I found it, and they said that, you know, it would be taken care of, and I haven't heard anything back.
Okay.
And that was I think about a month ago or something.
Okay. Month ago. I'm gonna send them a note.
Yeah, I sent a picture of the pack of screws that I got, and right next to the ones that I was supposed to get in the picture on the magazine thing.
Okay. See, everybody's talking about those screws. I wonder what they be doing. Gotta be somebody in the warehouse, cause.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So, I don't know. It was more of a an information thing than an actual, like, you need to make this right.
I know why I've been pulling you up also. Your phone number's wrong. Did you say your phone number is 340 or 320?
340.
Oh, okay. That's why. Okay, hold on just a second. Customer's email address. I don't know why it's not pulling up. That's crazy. It should still pull up when I put in your right phone number. 574-340-4247. Still won't pull you up. That's crazy. Hold on just a second. She got your name, email address, jlestr.5@gmail.com. And then your phone number. Which phone number you want me to give
it? At AOL.com.
Sure is. You're right. It is AOL. My bad.
Okay.
I thought it was Gmail. Hold on. AOL.com. Now, which phone number you want me to give them? The one that's in the system? I can put in parentheses if you also want the other number. I can give them both. Hold on just a second.
Throw both in there. That'll be fine. I rarely use my home phone. That's the 340.
All righty. Well, they can get you either way and put dashes in there.
Yeah.
All right. Now 0257. Your account number is the second one. 5780-8430.2-0-8432. All right, customer. Mr. John C. Lester called in and said that he already sent an email to you about the screws. Being wrong for his issue number 5. All right. See what the name of this is. I'm almost finished. Just give me a minute.
Oh, you're fine.
Long. All right. Point. All right. Paste. There we go. Now, anything else, Ms. Celeste?
Unless you can throw a 5-pound bag of 20s in the next bag, in the next shipment.
I think we're good. Okay. Well, I'm sorry that you were having issues.
I hope they resolved them for you.
Thanks for calling in, Eagle Moss. You just enjoy your bill. You have a great day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.